There was no gain in that one.
None whatsoever. Looks like Kaczynski had the ball there. So, third and a long seven for the Lakers. They need to convert here to get back into this game. After holding the USA Patriots to a good, basically three and out. Consider it a three and out.
Well, they're spreading it out here. We'll see what they do.
Into the shotgun, two men in the backfield, rolls to his right post, does looking for an open man, which he does have, number 15. Is he good? And the officials are saying he's in. Number 15 hauls it in for Lakers' Nathan Kaczynski, and it's good enough for a first down.
And he ran a square out at that time, just enough for the first down. So, again, the Lakers keep the ball and keep moving here as we have 7:16 to go with USA on top, 22-0.
So Nathan Kaczynski rings in for a 12-yard gain for the Lakers, continuing the drive. So all of a sudden, Lakers with a little more jive in their step here. First and 10, still in their own territory at the 35-yard line. Shotgun still for Lakers, working well. Post keeps it for himself, and he got about 9, 10 yards, and it looks like about 11 yards by the time he got brought down. He's out to the 45-yard line. Move those chains once again, Lakers.
All right, they're doing it from a shotgun formation. By that, folks, we're not talking about a gun.
Thank you.
The quarterback is just standing back there. He's got his two friends, halfbacks, back there beside him, and they snap him the ball. Nope, they can protect him.
It looks like a lot like Northwestern University there with Percy in the backfield coming out of the shotgun, using his feet to his advantage, and all of a sudden USA coming out with a little more protection defense here.
All right, so they're in the shotgun again, Clark.
Two men to your right, one to your left. Two men in the backfield in the shotgun. Post keeps for himself once again, and flag out in the play, but Post going, still going. He has 10 yards, 15 yards. He's to the 35, down to the 30-yard line. He's down at the 28-yard line into USA territory. Heck of a run, but I think this one's coming back.
Yeah, we have two parachutes out on that, and they're holding the big fella, Ballard, on this side, and they're going to be calling the Lakers on a hold.
That would have been a
20 or illegal block, I'm not sure.
That would have been a 28-yard gain there for Post, but looks like we have a injury.
Yeah, illegal block.
Illegal block on Lakers. So erase that from your memories, folks. We're going to have a replay of downs.
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Don't even think about it. Right now, though, looks like we have a cramp for a USA player, number 22. That's Ryan Nitz coming off the sidelines, limping off, and yeah, that's definitely a cramp. As staff are working on him right now, as the officials are trying to figure out where this ball is going to be placed.
Well, they're trying to get the signal, so it's going to be first down, it looks like. And they're going to march off, is it 15?
From the spot of the foul.
15 big ones.
So, all of a sudden, Lakers back deep into their own territory, 29-yard line. It's going to be first down, and I can't even do that math anymore.
Well,
I'd say about
29. Yep.
So, first and 29 for the Lakers. Looks like they're coming out once again into that shotgun formation. Two men to your left, one to your right. Two men in the backfield keeping Post company. Lakers moving left to right across your radio. 6:30 left in the third quarter. USA leading 22-0. Lakers try and get back into this game right now with this drive. Post reveres to his left, looking back to pass. No one open. Throws it out there to about the 50-yard line. He's got a man open. Number 15 rings it in into USA territory. Number 45, number 15, Nathan Kaczynski, bringing it in just short, or maybe right at the line.
Clark, about a yard short.
He's about a yard short. So he has about a 28-yard gain there.
Yes.
28 yards.
And I'll tell you, the quarterback did a nice job of faking and selling that play. He was rolling to his left and then stopped and then started to his right and then stopped real quick again and unloaded and found the receiver on his left side, number 15 for the Lakers being Kaczynski.
So, 28-yard gain, but it's still second and one now as Post keeps it for himself, and he has the first down fumble, but Post dives on it once by himself. That's going to be Lakers' ball when it's all said and done. But in doing so, it's a 6-yard gain by Post and the Lakers. They are marching down this field with vim and energy.
Well, vim and energy. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
Goodness.
That's right.
Folks, did you hear those adjectives? That might make someone go to a bank or something to borrow some money.
And if you're looking for a hometown community bank, make it Signature Bank and see the difference a local bank can make. That's Signature Bank. All right, so first and 10 for the Lakers into USA territory, 41-yard line. Lakers still moving left to right across your radio. Post under center. Two men in the backfield, two to their right. Hands it off to number 25. And he has, Evan Gasho has about a 7-yard gain. Lakers coming alive and fast.
And Dakota Hicks made the hit for the Lakers. But the Lakers have a little giddy up in their step now. If they can put on a score or keep going here, it's 22-0, but the clock is tick, tick, tick on the way.
Yeah, there's 5 minutes left in the third quarter, 22-0 USA as Lakers is trying to get on the board for the first time here. A little confusion between the USA defense as they're trying to get some signals in. And U.S. and Lakers post under center once again. They're trying to figure out what exactly they're doing as well.
Triangle right.
Second and three for Lakers on the USA 35. Post keeps it back from his pass. Passes it to number 15. It's good. He has the first down to the 25-yard line where he's brought down by a swarm of Patriots. First down, USA, number 15. Nathan Kaczynski brings it in for a first down.
Mike Benarski made the hit. The linebacker had to come out and get him on that play. So, again, the Lakers keep going, but I would say they should stay in that shotgun formation.
So a 9-yard gain there for the Lakers, brought in by number 15 Nathan Kaczynski on a pass from Nick Post. Post back into the shotgun. He's about 7 yards behind the center. Hands it out, veers to his left, looking for a man open. Nothing yet. Man wide open at the first down marker. That's Kaczynski again. First down and then about 5 yards. He's down to about the 11-yard line. A 16-yard gain there for
Ryan Nist made the hit for USA, but again, that shotgun formation giving him enough time to see a runner pass.
So Kaczynski, the man looking from Post, 16-yard gain there for Kaczynski and Post. It's first and 10 deep into USA territory. They are on the 13-yard line of the Patriots. Back into the shotgun is Post for the Lakers. First and 10. Man out right, and a man left. Two in the backfield. Post keeps it for himself. He has room to run. He's to the 5-yard, and he's in. Touchdown, Lakers! Lakers on the board for the first time with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. It is 6-22. Lakers on the board.
I'll tell you what, Clark, running from the post set, that gives the quarterback time to look for a receiver or run. Now, they call a run or a pass, but it gives him more time to react to the defense, and he's doing a better job of that. Plus, just taking a hand on the ball up there in front of Ballard and Bednarski, that's not the way to attack this defense.
Is Lakers onto something here from that shotgun with Post in the backfield? So it is now 22-6. Lakers on the board for the first time, 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Looks like they are going for the two-point conversion. Three men in the backfield, Post under center, one man to the right. Post hands it off. Keeps it for himself, He's in trouble. Breaks free, rolling back to his left. He's at the 15-yard line. He's scrambling off, and he's in. He's in for the two-point conversion. Post probably ran about 40 yards total, but he's in for the touchdown. Two-point conversion.
Well, it doesn't matter. It only counts two as long as you get in there.
That's right. So now it is 22-8 USA over Lakers with 4:06 left in the third quarter. We're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer in-store with Super Gun Specials. The Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Don't miss the 19th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. The complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com or pick up a flyer at the store. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, including the used gun auction, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
And we're back here in USA as Lakers just got onto the board for the first time. It is 22-8 USA over Lakers. Not exactly sure what's